BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hiya, here is Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast for you. My friend Chris loves food and has no shame. If you're the same, you might want to try his new eating plan in restaurants. More on this coming up in this podcast. Also, I'm buying Ron Stark, that's Chris's dad, a birthday present for Wednesday. I buy it, wrap it, and Chris gives it to him without knowing what's inside. It's a test of our friendship. And today, off the internet, Dan and Phil on Real or No Real. Hey, Chris.
Hello.
You okay?
Very good.
Good weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you do?
Do you know what? It was just nice. It was chilled, saw mates, that kind of thing. In fact, I'll tell a lie. There was no football on this weekend, so I found myself watching TV that I never normally would.
Oh, and you haven't got all the channels, have you, yet?
No.
In that new house of yours?
No.
So, how's that going, by the way? Is it all right?
What, the new flat?
Yeah, a couple of leaks, I hear.
I've made a few changes to the property. But
have you? What have you done?
I can't really say, in case the landlord hears.
Oh, okay. What have you done? Anything drastic?
Changed around a few things, you know.
Oh, okay. And, okay, what were you watching at the weekend?
I did see a show called Catfish.
I've heard of this. Is it on MTV?
It is, yeah. Which I ended up kind of watching a marathon of. it was a very different weekend. When you haven't got the football, it is very difficult to know what to do.
What is Catfish?
Well, it's basically about people who find love online but never see the person, and then eventually they go and meet the person
and they don't look anything like it.
No, and that's what a catfish supposedly is. It's someone who lures people in on the internet, but then is very, very different in real life.
But then what do they do? Run off?
No, but this is it. They always kind of confront each other on this show.
Oh, so is it really awkward?
There's a moment where, you know, whoever it is turns up at the door and then the person walks out and they obviously look very different, or, you know.
I don't like any of that kind of confrontational TV. I don't like it.
Do you know what it is? It's stressful TV.
Yeah, I don't like stressful TV. I want it to be relaxing. Just like The X Factor. I went there on the weekend.
Good fun.
Sam Bailey. She's a big fan. Housewife's favourite. so she wants to come in and play Innuendo Bingo. But I'm a bit worried because, obviously, she's one of the people that could win this thing, you know? As Dermot keeps saying, we're now at the business end of the competition. I don't like that.
I don't like it when Dermot knows too much.
What do you mean?
Does this make any sense? I find it a little bit irritating when he makes out that it's the same. I know it is the same thing every year, but the same routine. It's like he knows too much.
Well, he has been doing it for several years.
I know, but it's just...
What do you mean?
I don't know how best to explain this, but it's something that started bugging me a little bit.
He's a bit knowing. Yeah, he's very comfortable, yes.
He's wicked, he's great. You know, he obviously presents it really well, but it gets a little bit cringe sometimes how... He's almost a bit too comfortable for my life.
Yeah, he does. I mean, like, in the ad breaks, he was, like, walking around, saying hi to people. He's very relaxed.
He's very chilled, and some of the jokes are getting a bit naff now.
Oh, okay.
As well.
I'll pass that on.
No, don't.
This goes out across the whole country.
Oh,
you might be listening.
No, I just mean sometimes I think he's, like, because he's very relaxed, he's happy to say whatever he wants, and...
I like it. It's more of the Dermot show.
Maybe
now.
It's just me.
I quite like it. Oof. So Sam Bailey wants to come on, but I'm a bit worried because, obviously, like, if we get her freezing cold and spit water over her, like, it could do her voice in, and then we'll be blamed.
Yeah.
And then there'll be, like, the sad music on, everything will go in slow motion and black and white, and it'll be like, Sam's lost her voice. And
do you
then
think
they will totally blame us for it.
Well, do you think that's what happened with Rough Copy then this weekend is...
No, I just think they had a very bad song. I think they still had their voices, but I don't know. Like, with Sam... I doubt they would let us do it at this point. I can ask the question. It'd be great to have her on.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. This is the rhythm of my life. My life. Oh, yeah. The rhythm of my life. This is the rhythm of the night. The night. Oh, yeah.
That's Bastille and Of The Night. So they've taken two massive 90s songs and mashed them up. And Chris, as I've always, just thinks, well, I can do that too.
Blue is his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette and everything.
Can I just say this is work in progress? He's going into the studio
and himself and everybody around
to perfect.
Because he ain't got nobody to listen.
Shut up.
Now, when Elvis offered the Fox came in on Friday, they couldn't be less bothered, could they?
It was well awkward, actually.
Faces of fish, wasn't it? Just like open mouths. Yeah.
Anyway, if people like it...
I could go as far as to say miserable.
Yeah.
Quite miserable about it, weren't they? Do you see Dermot do his little fox dance on Saturday night?
Yeah.
How do you feel about his dancing?
No, great.
Yeah?
Don't get me wrong, I think he's brilliant. But what I'm saying... Look, a couple of people have texted in saying, I can't word how I'm feeling about it. So that's good.
So that's good then. Yeah, I like it that he's so comfortable with it now.
Right.
Yeah, and that he runs around to all the different cameras.
Yeah, look, he's smashing it.
He is. He did start the show dancing to the fox, though, and in the audience, it was really like, okay, good, I need to hang on to something now.
Was it proper?
Yeah. Proper when you're actually cringe. In the same room, you're like, oh, no.
I wasn't aware of the fox dance. I didn't realise it was like Gangnam Style.
Yeah. Did you see them on Children in Need doing the fox?
Mm.
Yeah, they cheered up a bit by then, which is nice.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So here's something exciting. This time on Wednesday on the show will be Sheridan Smith and Jamie Winston.
This is great news.
I knew you'd like this.
Yeah.
So they've got a new film coming out called The Powder Room, which I think is about what happens in ladies' toilets.
Right.
Yeah? And the conversations they have. I mean, I guess there's more of a plot than just that.
It's not just a documentary, is it? It's a full-on film.
It's a film,
Not just they put cameras in a toilet.
No, but there is a show on
Channel 4,
which is just a show in a nightclub toilet at the moment. No, this is like a full plot, full cast. It's a film.
So is one of them playing the assistant in there?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Attendant?
What, the one that's got the lollipops?
And all the rhymes.
And all the perfumes. Do they have those in the girls? The assistants? In clubs as well?
And do they rhyme?
Do they do the rhymes?
I'd love to hear.
I wonder what rhymes they do for the girls.
Yeah, I mean, it must happen, but I've just never thought of it.
Yeah.
So
I've got some in my head now, but I can't say them.
They have female rhymers in there.
Yep.
Wow.
And they do the same. They spray you with the perfumes and they got the lollipops and all that.
Yeah.
Yes. Same, is it?
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
No spray, all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Same
catchphrases, though.
No, I don't think so.
No.
It's very different, I think, Incredible. What they say. So, yeah, Sheridan Smith and Jamie Winston, two of your favourites, I've just found out.
I know.
Well, I knew that Sheridan Smith was a favourite, but I didn't know about Jamie Winston.
No, well, it's going to be, obviously we're going to talk about the film, I think it'll be a great day. Don't do this now. No need.
I love your hesitation voice. Look, we all know that Sheridan Smith was one of your favourites. We've had her in before.
Yeah.
But the thing is, right, you fancied her character.
Yeah, I mean...
In Gavin and Stacey.
I'm going to put this out there. I obviously don't fancy Sheridan
Smith. No.
But I think it's weird when you see actors or actresses, isn't it? Because you like them for the character that you best know them for.
But you don't fancy her. You two, like, you're worlds apart. She's from the theatre. She's a love, darling.
Scott,
she hangs out with actors.
I kissed her forehead. She kissed mine.
Yes. You're still in love with Rudy.
Right.
Which is James Corden's sister and Gavin and Stacey 5 years ago.
But you think it's just very disappointing her coming in then because she's not doing that character. That's wrong.
Like, she's not going to be all chavved up in a tracksuit. And that's what you loved about her.
It is.
It's not. Like, she's backstage in the theatre with a glass of red wine and a massive cigarette on a holder going, darling, I've been in this business 20 years.
So which Sheridan Smith are we going to receive on Wednesday?
We're going to get the lovely, fun Sheridan Smith. But she is a proper actress. She does really, like, important, big parts now.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah, we're going to get that one. I mean, I can ask if you want the tracksuit back on.
No, look, we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
We'll talk toilets.
Yeah. Do they say freshen up in the ladies?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Okay, but not the next bit.
No.
All right, I'm learning a lot here today. So Sheridan Smith and Jamie Winston are on the show on Wednesday at 1:45. All we need to do now to complete your, like, boyhood dream is get all those ones off of the who were in the Hollyoaks calendar
oh,
at the time.
Oh, very good, yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know brilliant. The one that you get from your gran every year, but she doesn't know that she's bought you it for Christmas?
Yeah.
Get them all in. What was that, Hollyoaks, what, circa 2000... Four?
No.
Earlier?
Later than that it would have been.
Okay. If you give me the cast of Hollyoaks from 2007, I'll sort it as your Christmas present.
They can't be the
busy, can they?
Calendar.
Yeah, the calendar, but live. They all come in.
And you will sort this for my Christmas present?
I don't think it'll be hard. They'll be glad of it.
Wow, this is quite... This is an interesting one. I don't know if this is allowed.
Well, because last year, do you remember, I forgot to get you a Christmas present.
You did, yeah.
Well, yeah, I did. So this year, think about it. I mean, it's different. And also, I mean, it's good for the show, I think.
Definitely.
Obviously, we'll be putting that on the cameras if I sort it out. Okay, here's a good test. So Sheridan Smith playing Rudy in Gavin and Stacey, yes?
Yes.
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 Sheridan Smith playing Janet off of 2 pints of lager.
Yes, I've seen a lot of texts from people
yes.
saying yes.
Sheridan Smith playing Mrs. Biggs. Not so much. It's because she's not a chav in that one.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm still doing that thing of put too many S's on the end of things. I said to her, to Fern earlier, I really enjoyed you on the Children's in Needs at the weekend. This has to stop. Along with her. Some of the Hollyoaks babes from 2007 have been on. Or at least some of their boyfriends saying that they're available.
Right, so have you... One bloke's just sent in a picture saying, and this is my girlfriend, but then he's put a picture of the Hollyoaks. That's not proof at all, is it?
It could be. What, so he's just taken a picture of the Hollyoaks calendar?
Yeah, he's done basically what I could have done.
Here's my girlfriend.
Chris is my girlfriend.
Yeah, just took a picture of the calendar and sent it in. There's my girlfriend there.
Doesn't make it your girlfriend.
Doesn't make it your girlfriend just because you've seen her on a calendar in September. Really doesn't. Just the two lunches today, was it, Chris?
Why would you?
What is that?
It's Monday. You need a boost. And it was two different lunches as well.
Okay. No, you passed one of them off as a side. That is not a side, mate. So what did you have, please?
I had this chicken thing.
Yes.
Main.
That's your main?
Yeah. And then,
then
a side
of
sandwich.
Of?
Chicken escalop.
And what bread was it?
Like a ciabatta.
Right. It's really, really like a small side dish there. Chicken, massive chicken escalop in a panini. That's huge.
Yeah.
That's two meals right there.
It's Monday, Scott. You've got to treat yourself on a Monday.
Also, Chris has got a new idea revolving around eating,
yes.
which we're going to talk about a bit later on, which when you told me earlier, I mean, most of your ideas, I'm like, okay then, but actually, it's not a bad idea.
I genuinely think this will change restaurants.
Forever.
Forever, for the better.
If you don't mind looking like a little bit of a scavenger.
No, you don't. You don't.
I think you do a bit.
No, you don't.
That's my only worry.
No, that's the whole issue here. There's too much pride in restaurants.
So
people,
if you have absolutely, if you have absolutely no pride and you like eating,
yes,
this idea is for you. It's later.
The Scott Mills Daily, BBC Radio 1.
Talking of Robin Thicke and older people, my dad.
did you just segue from Robin Thicke into your dad? Same.
Is that the technical term?
Let's not forget, he'll be the Hoff in 20 years.
My dad or Robin Thicke?
Robin Thicke will be, yeah.
My dad's birthday's coming up this week.
Oh, how is he?
He's very good.
I've never actually met him. Does he exist?
He definitely exists.
Okay.
Often asks about you.
Does he? Well, why? Because he's never met me.
Yeah, but you know what? His colleagues talk about the show and stuff.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he listens.
No, I would hope not.
A lot of his work colleagues do.
It's like my mum, so happy I was on Radio 2 the other day. Can't be bothered with this show. Not interested.
Yeah.
But that's the way it should be. They're not supposed to listen, Chris.
So my dad's birthday coming up. The thing is, I've kind of run out of ideas of what to buy him.
Go to that shop you always go to for Christmas, birthday presents, everything.
I agree. But I've rinsed most of the things that I would get him from that.
Like?
Oh, I mean, the mugs that change in heat.
Oh.
Not the rude ones.
The aprons.
Aprons, yeah. Again, not the rude ones. He's not that kind of guy.
No.
In fact, he's quite a sort of nice, you know, nice, peaceful. I tend to get him gadgets.
Yeah, so, from that shop.
So the sort of, what do you call the ones which has like knives coming out of it and bottle openers and things like that.
Oh yeah, one of those like all-in-one things.
Right, he likes that kind of thing.
And the orgasmatron for the head?
No, I've never got him that, but I've got him, you know, all the barbecue forks.
Oh yeah.
He's that kind of guy, very practical.
Yeah.
And those shops are good for that kind of thing.
You've kind of run out.
Run out of ideas, so I thought this year I want to go, like, have a different approach with it, and I thought I'd get you involved.
Go on then.
Well, I was going to say...
I'm really good at presents.
You are. You're one of the best people I know at getting presents, so I thought maybe...
The thoughts in, you see.
Yeah, so I thought maybe you could help me this year.
Yeah.
And by help, I mean sort it, because his birthday's on Wednesday.
Wednesday? Let me write this down. What's his... I don't even know. Tell me off air. What's his name? No, it's not.
It is.
That's not your dad's name.
It is. It's an old school name.
No, it isn't.
What's wrong with Ron?
How come I've never heard of him?
He's a legend.
It's not your dad.
You have heard of him.
You've
known me for years.
Yes, I know I have, but I've never heard him be called that.
Well, that's because normally he'd just be called Dad to me, wouldn't he, I guess? It's weird when you hear parents' names, because generally they are just Mum or Dad, aren't they?
Well, so then it's that name and then Stark on the end.
What's wrong with that
name?
No,
it's not.
It is.
I've just written it down. It doesn't look right.
Don't take my dad's name in vain.
All right, well, if you say that's his name, it's his name. Okay, so Wednesday. I've got till Wednesday.
Right.
And what do you want me to do?
Well, here's what I'm going to do this year to shake things up a little bit. I'm basically going to let you decide what he has.
Oh, this is awesome.
But I'm trusting you.
Okay. But all I don't know anything about him. I didn't even know his name.
He likes practical things. So any suggestions, welcome, please. I know it's a personal call.
Okay, 8999, Twitter at BBCR1. Remember, this is a guy whose name I didn't know. I've known Chris for years. I have absolutely no idea what he likes or what he's into, so it's a guess.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so Chris, you guarantee that whatever I choose, you will give to your dad as his present for his birthday on Wednesday.
Well, we're going along the lines of...
Do you promise?
...practical, aren't we?
Well, yeah, people are saying, have you seen those bags you put under your tyre so you can drive in the snow?
No.
Yeah.
That's quite cool.
That's good. LED torch.
See, he likes...
Swiss Army knife you've done, right?
Yeah, but here's my thinking. It's just to shake it up this year for me. And you are good at buying presents, but the only agreement has to be that I will give you the money.
Yeah.
You have to literally sort everything. Postage.
To get it to him by Wednesday.
Yeah, that's the deal here. I will give you the cash. You sort the present.
Oh, I can't wait.
If you're willing to make that deal...
I love buying presents for people, but not people that I've never met and don't know anything about. I don't know what he likes. Have you got a remote control helicopter?
Oh, we did that one, yeah.
Yeah, that's done. What about
you're
one
going
of those,
along the right lines, at least.
What about one of those experience days?
I don't know if that's his thing.
Right, where you get to drive cars and stuff, don't you? Or go for a spa day.
I'd quite like the experience days, but I don't think it's... He's a lot more sort of passive. He's a lot more... Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
You see, I got my dad, Pete, one of those experience days once, but they're quite limiting. He wasn't keen.
But what was the experience?
I think it was driving cars, but then they send you a letter going, you can only do this on the last four Thursdays of every month, of this month, and it's only between 2 and 2:30 a.m.
Yeah.
It's very limiting.
Go on then, I'll trust you. But I think you will do well here.
I know what I'm going to get, I think, now already. You promise whatever I get, I can send it to him. You give me the address.
As long as it's literally you sort the delivery and everything.
I'll get it there by Wednesday.
Fine.
Right, shake on it.
Okay.
Done. Done deal. Has your dad got a Wi-Fi kettle?
No.
We've just seen that, haven't we?
No, I'm fascinated.
That's ridiculous.
No, but you know what? I'm someone who loves gadgets.
Yeah, but don't get that.
It's a waste of money.
You don't need it.
I know it's a waste of money, but it's...
It's not cool.
I don't know. It sends a message to your phone saying your kettle is boiled.
Not for your dad, though, no? Maybe for your Christmas present.
But then, do you know what? I've seen you can now buy Wi-Fi plugs, right? The thinking with this would be that this means you can plug anything into it and then control it from your phone. Now, I could wire my parents up something chronic with that. Do you know what I mean? Because they wouldn't understand. Keep turning stuff off my phone. Like,
do you run everything off the Wi-Fis in your new house?
No.
Oh, you haven't got Wi-Fi yet, have you?
No, I haven't.
No, still getting that internet installed.
I'm working on the bills.
Yeah. How's that going with the bills? Because I know, obviously the first time you moved into a new place, it's difficult to contact all the service providers, isn't it?
It's tricky because you've got to say how many rooms there are, but I've decided that I just want one large room. So I was looking at getting...
Some walls removed?
Yes.
We'll probably make it cheaper in the long run. Clay pigeon shooting, has he done that?
No,
Okay.
Oh, you'd be good at that, I reckon.
Yeah. Just thinking, has he got a taser?
Where are you going to get? I don't think
gadget. They're small, compact, very handy.
Okay. Well, I'm leave it with you.
Okay.
Right.
Here's what we do. Okay. So it's Chris's dad's birthday on Wednesday. Here's my plan. I get the present for your dad's birthday. Okay. Are you seeing him on Wednesday?
Wednesday evening. Yeah.
Right, okay. That's when you'll see your dad. I still don't believe that's his name, but okay. Let's go with it.
Hang on, because loads of people haven't heard what his name is and now saying, is it Tony? As in
it's not Tony Stark, no. It's just a name I didn't expect him to have. I don't know why.
What did you think he was called?
I don't know. I would think he would be like a Mike or a Steve.
Really?
Or a Dave. I wasn't expecting that.
Wasn't expecting Ron.
Oh, I know you've said it.
I've said it, yeah.
I just wasn't expecting him to be called Ron.
Legend.
Anyway, so here's the deal. I get the present for your dad. I wrap the present, okay? You give it to him on Wednesday. You don't know what it is, but you trust me. I'm your friend, right?
But this is the point of contention here. I will be trusting you.
Okay? And then he opens the present in front of you on Wednesday night, and whatever it is, you have to say, that's from me, Dad. Happy birthday.
Yes.
Okay? You do not mention my name. It's not from me. As far as he knows, he doesn't listen, does he? No. Doesn't really want. As far as he knows, you wrapped up that present, bought it yourself, and it's to him from your loving son, Chris.
Now, I'm willing to go along with this as a friend test.
Okay, yeah, leave it with me. I will hand the present to you on Wednesday, right?
Okay.
Fully wrapped.
Have you, a random one, have you ever robbed some food off someone's plate?
A stranger or someone I know?
A stranger.
I've kind of wanted to a couple of times and never actually have. People, like mates, yeah, all the time, like Chip, don't even ask.
Yeah, well, chips is one thing. Do you remember when we did that with Charlie Sloth, where we tried to rob as much food off his plate as we could as possible without him noticing?
Yeah, but he's a mate. I mean, strangers, no, I haven't.
So I went out for a meal on Friday night, and I don't know if this is...
Ooh, meal, is it on Friday night? Oh,
come on. I don't know if this is a... I don't know if this is bad or not, but I'm just going to say it. So I was hungry, and I was waiting for my...
being in the restaurant.
Yeah, and I was waiting for my pizza to arrive. Mm. Truthfully, it wasn't a pizza. It was actually one of those... Is it calzone that is called?
Oh, you've changed.
No, I haven't changed.
Having a calzone on a Friday as well.
No,
not even save first Saturday.
There we go.
Calzone, yeah. It's right. Like one of them wrapped over pizzas.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
So I was waiting for that. And
was that just a side or the main?
No, that was the main. And this waiter goes past and someone's left like half a pizza in slices.
Where? Behind you.
Yeah, so the waiter's just going past with the food, you know, to clear the tables.
Yeah.
I was really hungry, so I stopped the waiter and just said, oh, can I have that, please? And just took a slice off.
Oh.
And
at least you asked.
Yeah, and had it.
Well, so they're clearing up someone else's leftovers.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's some pizza, leftover pizza on the plate. You say, can I have that while I'm waiting for my calzone?
Yeah.
So that was kind of your starter, really.
Now, my thinking was it was just going to waste otherwise. I appreciate it was someone else's food.
Yeah, but they're
going
to chuck it in the bin, and you did ask.
And that's exactly it. And I thought, why is it that these people chuck this stuff away? Now, I said this to my friend, and he thought it was proper rank. But I'm thinking, I don't have a problem if they were to say, go and put all those leftovers at the back of the restaurant. And then for a small fee, I go in, maybe £2 or £3 or something like that, and I get my pick of the leftovers at the back.
So you just bosh all the leftovers?
I'm saying don't throw them away. And you make a little buffet at the back. It's a new business idea of mine. It sort of relies on you. I mean, people will look at you, I suppose, a bit kind of odd.
I don't, yeah. There's something quite rank about it, I think.
Do you think?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just the fact that maybe their lips have touched it or even, I don't know. It's like, it's someone you don't know at all. And even though it looks like an untouched slice of pizza or a bit of cake or whatever, you don't know where that's been, really.
Yeah, but they haven't licked it, have they?
Well, you don't know that. How do you know that they haven't licked it? They may have licked
Why
the cake.
Why would they lick the pizza?
We've all licked a cake when we're on a diet, surely. Just me?
I once saw you lick a chip.
Okay, this has happened before. So... Like, sometimes when on a diet, there's like, Radio 1's the worst place to go on a diet. Cause it's like, oh, yeah, look, we're going to have some more cake today. Cake for everything. Oh, look, it's Lisa's birthday. Oh, it's cake, yeah. Oh, so-and-so's pregnant. Oh, cake. Oh, so-and-so's leaving. Oh, it's another cake. Oh, it's Thursday today. Let's have a cake. So, like, so what I will sometimes do is, yes, I have licked the cake before. And that isn't one.
Yeah. So anyway, so here's my idea. I'm thinking it's not that bad, with the leftovers and that. It could all go to the back of the room. I would be more than happy.
So just like a little trestle table at the back.
And I don't think people should look down on me for doing it.
What about, okay, here's the thing. How far would you go? So what about if there's a bite mark in the food?
Well, I'd probably work around it.
Oh, no, so you would cut, okay, right. You would cut the bite mark out and then go in on the rest of the meal.
Yeah, or the restaurant could do that, couldn't they? I mean, I'm sure they'd have to try present it nicer than just a trough at the back. People like me go.
Go on, lads, get involved.
Anyway, I'd be interested to know if people think this is a good idea or if this is just one of mine.
Okay. Wouldn't it be slightly cold?
Yeah, maybe, but things like pizza can often be, you know, just as nice cold.
Okay.
So or saying, it could just have a small microwave next to it, couldn't it? And you load up your thing and just put
it in. Oh, don't reheat. Like, because some of it will be rice, you shouldn't reheat that.
Okay.
I bet you're the kind that reheats rice, aren't you?
What? I thought you meant to, aren't you?
Oh, Lord.
You don't reheat rice. Do you reheat lasagna? This is a topic for off-air.
I think this might be off-air. Radio 1. That is vile. Just be patient, says Nicola. That's true. I mean, you could have waited, what was it, 5-10 minutes until your pizza got delivered?
I know, but I think it just means, yeah, I've just seen the text. People aren't keen, are
no,
they?
No, they're not that keen, no. I think it might just be you. Are any of your mates into it? Sadossa, Chinese?
No, Chinese was partial to the idea, but
was he?
It's weird seeing what kind of people suddenly get really disgusted by this kind of thing.
Yeah, there's a real outpour of disgust.
It's a bit like that time when I said I didn't have a problem with double dipping. Do you remember? And Becky with the Chinese, like with spring rolls and that, where you put it in the sauce, take a bite and put it back
well,
in.
Oh, that went off, didn't it?
She nearly left
the
room.
Absolutely nearly left the show and then eventually did. And I still think that's because of the double dipping deep down.
Yeah.
I do. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Dan and Phil, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello there. How are you?
Good. I just had an extra large Christmassy coffee drink.
So you're zazzed right
now. I'm feeling a bit zazzed.
Okay.
Zazzed. Do you feel a little bit sick?
A little bit, but in a good way.
I got my Christmas jumpers.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Wow, festive.
Special delivery. Last time I saw you guys was at the Harry Potter tour.
Yeah.
Way cool.
I walked around a corner and I saw you standing in, I think it was like Dumbledore's office, having a photo taken.
Yes,
I don't think you wanted to make eye contact with me when everyone was taking a photo of you.
It's a bit awkward.
It was a bit awkward.
No, this is interesting because you've always denied sort of Harry Potter knowledge.
Don't know anything about it, but didn't stop me going on the tour and I loved it.
I loved it.
See, I'm a massive Harry Potter nerd, so I just had to try not to cry every time I saw something. It was very intense.
Soak it all up.
Butterbeer as well, that was weird.
I saw that on offer.
It was mostly cream, not actually alcoholic.
It was like creamy, weird Fanta.
I felt like it was just one of those drinks that you can just feel it just going through your stomach and then just emerging on the outside of your body. There's the cream that I just ate.
You're bringing me back to the Christmas drink now, we need to stop.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, guys, thoughts on Chris's new business plan, which is the leftovers in restaurants. They put them all on a trestle table at the back of the restaurant, and then you can just dig in for a small fee. I don't know.
I don't think I'd be down for that.
The idea has developed a tiny bit thanks to someone who texted in. Unfortunately, I can't remember their name, but they suggested that what you could do is they could put the plate at the back and then a small picture of the person that's just been eating it.
and then you can decide to make an assumption. Oh, I don't know if I want her germs.
Yeah. The thing is, you would... That would make me decide whether to... Yeah. Isn't that awful?
Let's not lie.
But it's true. It's like, definitely not her.
Yeah, if I could see the pictures, I might do it if it was nice food.
Not touching that gâteau if it's been anywhere near his lips.
Yeah.
Very eco-friendly, though. Recycling.
It certainly is.
There was a restaurant in Reading that I used to go to, and they were in the papers because someone found out that they used to scrape like people's chips that they didn't eat onto other people's plates.
No.
You'd still have bits of ketchup on them. They got closed down, but yeah, very, you know, recycling.
Yeah.
Don't waste those potatoes.
I've said that sometimes once on a diet, I sometimes will lick a chip or a cake.
I've seen him lick a chip.
Now, I wouldn't want to be the person that gets that next, you know what I mean? Because it's not very
nice.
And
that's ridiculous. Whoever thinks that's a good idea for a diet, that's stupid.
It's the licking chips diet. Don't eat them, but you still get the taste.
No.
I recommend it to everyone.
That's utter nonsense.
Yeah, nope. Rubbish.
Anyway, here's Real or No Real with Dan and Phil. Is this real or no real?
The internet was first used to send data on the 29th of October, 1969. It crashed halfway through.
Oh,
that was an intense.
That's very exciting.
It's quite tense.
Whoa. Yeah. What's your answer?
Internet.
That's a long time ago.
That's a very long time ago.
69.
I remember when the internet was born or when I first got it, and I think I was about 7.
Are you really, really old?
Yeah, I was in a German chat room And then like,
okay, where's this going? Daytime radio.
Then my parents told me not to be in a German chat room.
You have good parents.
Yeah. Probably best.
Ahead of the curve there. Yeah. Okay. That was a very dangerous thing to start saying.
But yeah, that wasn't 1969, though.
No. Okay, yeah, good fact. Yeah. No, that's very early. I'm not surprised it fell.
To be honest, it would crash, though, wouldn't it? It's brand new.
Yeah. What do you reckon the first person was trying to send?
God knows. Oh,
good point. Like a cheeky Snapchat or something like that. Hey, mate.
In the 60s? Chris.
Well, imagine how slow that would have loaded.
So we're saying it crashed the first time. That's probably likely.
That's probably true.
Does that make sense timing-wise with the internet, boys? I don't know.
No idea. I don't think so.
I don't think that makes sense.
But it's probably technically the internet. It's one of these ones we don't really know.
Mm. Look, they never claim to invent it. They just rule it.
Mm. True, that.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So, real or no real?
I vote no real.
I'm just going to say real.
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yeah. Oh. Hey!
Don't know anything about the internet.
Technically internet.
Yeah, it was the very first version of the internet. Someone tried to send the word login, and the L and the O got through before it crashed.
That sounds like you know when Moira Stewart sent her first. It was like they don't really know what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's like the kind of thing my parents might do now. Login.
Yeah. Like my mum just checks my Twitter but doesn't actually go on it.
Really?
Searches.
Oh, she checks your indirects. Yeah.
Just a stalk. And next.
In 2004, Graham Norton had Nicole Kidman, David Attenborough and Girls Aloud all cancel on him just hours before his show and had to spend an hour interviewing Carol Vorderman.
Ouch.
It happens.
So what were the combo celebrities there?
It was Girls Aloud, David Attenborough, Nicole Kidman. And then they all cancelled just a few hours before. And so the whole hour of the show was given up to Carol Vorderman.
Amazing. What would David Attenborough be late for, do you reckon?
I don't know. Oh. Probably roller skating with pandas.
Do you reckon they called it a special as well? That's what I always think. You know when those special kind of shows happen with an hour with one person? I always think that's a cover-up.
Something's horribly wrong.
It was never going to be an hour with one person.
Yeah.
I can't imagine David Attenborough being late for something.
Nah, man. He seems like he's going to always be on time. You know,
this is a bit like the awkward time when LMFAO, who we just played, were booked in on my show. And then one of them cancelled and I was left with Sky Blue. Or what was his name?
Is he the worst one?
Red Foo.
No, Red Foo was off. So I just got one of LMFAO.
Oh, man.
And that was like an hour.
Did you feel the time?
An hour with one of LMFAO.
Was it a special?
It was. I made it into a special.
Would you watch an hour-long Carol Vorderman special?
Yeah, Sky Blue it was. It was just Sky Blue from LMFAO. A whole hour.
An hour of Carol Vorderman?
Yeah.
I think she's a very interesting lady.
She knows how to add.
Might be stretching it. Real or no real?
No real.
No real.
Real.
That one is no real.
Oh, hey, told you.
It would never be
Attenborough.
And this?
Martin Solvig's 2011 hit Hello is played on loop in reception at Ipswich Magistrates Court.
We played that earlier today. Sometimes it can feel like it's on a loop here, but it's not.
Yeah. I was going to say that. It seemed like the whole country was just looping that song for a long time.
Is this the idea then? It greets people as it comes, you know, it's a very, you know, hello.
Yes. I mean, it could have been a very well-meaning council employee who thought it'd be brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got the job of doing the video, the welcome video, as people walk in. I'm going to put Martin Solvig's Hello on it, but just on a loop.
I would be really sad if I worked there.
I was going to say that.
One day, I would be really, really sad.
Imagine it. On loop. It's bad enough when you work in a shop and it's the same music going round and round.
Oh my gosh, I used to work at a DIY shop and they didn't play CDs, but they had a Christmas CD that was just six songs. They used to play it every day and that was I really wanted to just start crying.
Did it make you hate Christmas a little bit?
It did. It slightly ruined Christmas for me, so maybe this ruins greetings for anyone who worked at the Magistrates Court.
So let's say that you are working at Ipswich Magistrates Court, which means you're doing like a, what, 8 hour day?
Oh.
On loop, all the time. Oh. 3 hours.
That'd be terrible.
You would go insane, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Just the few bars would just make you want to actually cut your ears off. So, real or no real?
I think it's exceptionally cruel if real, so I'm going to say no real.
I think that people are that cruel in the world, to be honest. I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
Thank goodness.
It was deemed too cruel.
Those poor people.
And next...
Jason Statham is obsessed with Screamin' Benga and never misses a minute of their Friday night Radio 1 show.
I mean, it is good.
That's...
Yeah, Jason Statham. Does he look like a complex man? Does he have many levels?
He looks very complex. He's one of those people that on the surface he might not be saying much or having more than one emotion or very diverse, but beneath the surface, he's been through some stuff. Mm. He's one of those people, you know?
See, it would make more sense if it was Nuri or to be something like, I don't know, Jason Statham loves Jason Status, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So
this might be real, because Screaming Benga's, I mean, it's a great show, but it's a bit of a random one.
It's very random.
What time is that?
Early hours of the morning.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's where it adds up, isn't it?
Ooh. 11 o'clock. Not until the early hours.
American time compared to the British time. Fits, it'd be like their breakfast show.
It would.
Imagine waking up to that music. I would.
I'm saying real.
Get your rare in.
Yeah.
Complex man. I would say real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
That's right.
Amazing.
Yes. Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, girlfriend, confirmed it on The Breakfast Show a few weeks back. Listen to this. Grimmy asked her what Jason's favourite music is.
Screaming Benga.
Oh, does he love Screaming Benga?
Screaming Benga is big in our house. Oh, in really? The gym, it's on. It's like, come on, baby, this is wicked. Yes. So we go into the garage and we have a little rave to Screaming Benga.
I think she thinks that they're called Screaming Benga.
Screaming Benga.
I love Screaming Benga.
I like that they rave in the garage as well.
Screaming Benga.
Screaming Benga.
Screaming Benga.
Thanks, Rosie.
Screaming Benga.
So, Jason Statham does like Screaming Benga.
Amazing fact.
Yeah. And at the end of that round, a real or no real?
Right, I got 30, Dan got 30, Phil got 20.
Oh, Screaming Benga.
Screaming Benga.
Screaming Benga. What's on the internet for us guys this week?
All I'm going to say is it's me and an owl staring lovingly into each other's eyes.
Phil had a staring contest with an inanimate object. I don't know what happened. Yeah. It was really bizarre. So if you want to see Phil being insane and me looking like I'm really disturbed and worried for the rest of my career, then yeah, you can go check that out.
We also made our own version of the Bear and the Hare advert.
So if you'd like to see that.
You know the chart show, whenever they don't have a music video, they just ask me and Phil to do it. So then we ended up trying to draw the Bear and the Hare with each other's hands, and it went horribly wrong. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, then that's going to be uploaded later.
Radio 1 YouTube channel for all that goodness. Thank you, Dan and Phil. Tomorrow on Radio 1, we are on for Tuesday lunchtime between 1 and 4. If you can't listen live, get the podcast. 1:45, it's time to witness the wetness on more Innuendo Bingo.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio.